Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree. Welcome to the Marketing God Podcast, where we provide insights and knowledge to assist you in reaching and engaging with more people. Together, as we apply marketing insights to your good work, we hope to help more people know you, turn to you, and ultimately become loyal to God. This is week number 7, and the week's topic is marketing and teamwork. Today, our focus is brand extensions and works with truth number 30 in the book Marketing God. Here is your marketing strategist, author, and guide on this journey, Donna A. Heckler.
Hello, everyone. Our topic for today is brand extensions. And this comes from truth number 30 in the book Marketing God. And the title of that truth is Brand Extensions Often Diminish Brand Growth. So many times there is pressure on marketing or communication teams for more growth, more services, more things to provide, more development. The fact of the matter is, more often leads to less. Less brand, less business, less development growth. Why that is true is what we will explore today. But before we jump into that, let's turn to the Bible verse we used in the book. The Bible verse is John 15, verses 1 and 2, and it reads like this. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch of mine that bears no fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. That is such a beautiful verse, and it applies to so much in our lives. We understand the concept of pruning, that in order to create abundance, we need to prune. And that's what this truth is all about, that pruning, creating less, can actually result in more. Let me start with why we have this topic in this week's discussion. This week, as you know, is all about marketing and teamwork. Often, it is our teammates that pressure us for more. Finance may want more development dollars. Your participants or parishioners may want more services. The list goes on and on. As you clearly understand that less is very much more, that the pruning is so important, and that extending your brand often hurts you in the end, you are better equipped to work with your teams when they pressure you for more. So let's dive deeper into this concept. As you know, a brand is a promise. So fundamentally, if you are introducing a new service, a new product, a new opportunity, the very first consideration must be whether it fits with your brand promise. Does it help to demonstrate that you deliver on your promise? Or is it more simply for the sake of doing more? People want to do good. There's no denying that. But saying yes to everything that is good is a clear way of diminishing the value of what you already have. There are a number of religious orders that have fallen into the abyss of brand extensions. And sadly, I have experienced a few. One that comes to mind encouraged every single one of their religious sisters to do whatever work they felt called to do. There was no ability to capture all of the efforts or connect all of the efforts to each other. When they finally called me to chime in and help out a little on their brand and marketing, this was as clear as day to me. They needed to learn to tell people no. They could not continue to extend themselves into every single category. But they said, oh no, that goes against who we are. We're very happy to empower people to serve in any area that matters to them, from climate change to the poor to human trafficking to education. The list was endless. The sisters could do anything at all that mattered to them. All of these are important issues. That's not the debate. The question is, did they need to do all of them? They wanted marketing to help get them known for something, but that was impossible until they started to constrain all of the extensions. This was the crux of their problem. By doing a little of everything, they were known for nothing. The problem caused many additional issues. Significantly, a loss of vocations. By the time they reached out to me, they were at risk of closing the entire order. The young women had stopped joining. And when you asked the young women why they were discerning to go elsewhere, the answer was always consistent. They kept saying, we can't really figure out what these sisters are all about. We can't discern their charism. What are they really trying to do? If we don't understand what their charism is all about, we don't know whether it's right for us. This is such a clear example of brand extensions diminishing brand growth. This religious order was considering closing because they allowed every single person within their organization to create their own brand extension. And that, my friends, was the problem. They needed to learn to prune. They needed to learn to say no. As you think about your organization, consider the Bible verse and whether your organization is bearing fruit. If something is not bearing fruit, does it need to be pruned? Does it need to be taken away? As you reflect on this podcast, ask yourself, are there particular services or programs that are not bearing fruit? What would it look like for you to remove those from your parish or your organization? That's it for today, folks. I look forward to seeing you at our next podcast.
As we end today's podcast, we have a question for you. Donna is entertaining the idea of continuing the podcast by answering your questions on marketing for your specific organization. The idea, one question a day with about a 10-minute conversation on the issue you are facing. Please let us know if that idea is of interest to you. You can mention something in the comments or in the Marketing God Facebook group, or send a message to Donna through her website or social media. Regardless, we are happy you were here today and are glad you listened. Please don't forget to look for the worksheet for today's topic in the podcast link. As a reminder, if you would like to purchase the acclaimed book, Marketing God, you will find it online at your favorite Catholic bookstore or for larger quantities through the publisher OSV.